music blasted. It was strangely familiar, but yet I'd never heard anything like it.
Yours?
He nodded, turning to me as he talked and then back again to the road.
Something we're doing now. Need to take a break from the band, maybe. See what evolves, you know? Something's gotta change after this next tour.
I passed him a beer now and then. He talked about the English music scene, Dylan Thomas.
Poetry. That's it for me.
I'll take you on the Dylan Thomas tour in London.
You will?
I try to imagine him at the bar of the Marquis of Granby as the desert blurred by. I noticed he didn't wear sunglasses that day. Born under the sun. Oh, so locked in his world that the sun didn't reach him. I was aware of the scent of my Ambre Soleil sun cream and the heat of the leather seat and the sun in the car and Jim's presence and the scent of him. I was on this desert highway with America's poet rock star legend, and I'd been in the country less than half a day. We reached Tarkeets Canyon and parked. We walked towards the start of the trail you took that led you to a waterfall a mile beyond. A ranger guy who was working there approached us, offering to show us around. Jim just headed off towards the canyon path.
It's a fucking free country, man. I'm not paying for any ranger to take me on a hike in my own country.
His eyes darkened. Someone in a uniform just gatecrashed his daydream. I followed close behind him. He swayed a little as he walked, his jacket thrown over his shoulder. Light glistened on the stream and its silver-coloured flat stones that we crossed to take us up the trail. Craggy cliffs above us, birds circling beyond in the sky. There were rocks with remnants of sacred paintings, now just smudges of fading paint.
The Agua Caliente Cahuilla Indians believe that you cleanse your soul at the waterfall and left all your worldly trials behind you. You left it feeling rejuvenated.
The waterfall was getting nearer. Jim looked above him at the sky. He took my right hand in his free left hand.
Tarkeets was the first shaman. Creator of all things.
There was a large rock at the side of the waterfall. We lay out on it in that dry, searing heat, and Jim lay close to me. I was breathless. I think I read in the guidebook that this is where they shot some of Lost Horizon, the old film. The swimming scene with the chattering squirrel in it. It warns her the hero is coming. I can't believe I'm here.
You've seen it, Lost Horizon.
Jim took off his t-shirt and lay back on his jacket, his arms behind his head, and looked up at me.
Are you okay? In the sun?
God, I've just remembered. Before I came, I bought a postcard in Portobello Market of an Indian princess sitting by a waterfall. What a coincidence.
There are no coincidences.
We swam in the cool water in the small pond beneath the falls, baring my English skin to the elements and to him. And to the Tarkeets, the creator of all things, and then my soul.
I've got you all figured out. You're one of those girls who give too much of herself away. It's okay. As long as you give it all to me.
Your eyes are so dark.